the QRM or really the GX name, but I have a station that I set up that I can plug into the internet. I can go anywhere, plug into the internet, and I'll go into my transmitter at my repeater tower. Keep on trying to put you in the log, and it keeps on disappearing you. So you are a ghost, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do anything with computers, so I can't.
It's HF, so I have a repeater tower, and there's a 2 meter and a GMRS, and then I've got a Kenwood in there, a TS-480, that's tied to cellular, and then I can go out on the internet and capture that no matter where I'm seated. So I go up to my daughter, Pantabula, plug into a router, and transmit it here in town.
Oh, that's interesting. Ashton Fuel passed away. I forget his call, but he was another state IM, and he was a really neat guy.
Well, let me throw another city out for you before I look for some more check-ins. What does the city Conneaut, Ohio, mean to the old radio people?
What's it, Conneaut?
Conneaut. The city of Conneaut, Ohio.
I never knew that was pronounced Conneaut. Well, static, of course.
Roger, roger. You're right. They were in Conneaut, Ohio. The D-104 microphone. They did go down to Youngstown for a while, but a lot of the old microphones still say Conneaut, Ohio. The first northeastern city in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, I'm never without my trusty Conneaut microphone. You're listening to one right now.
Oh, how exciting. Well, they were definitely known for their quality.
Yeah, they're fine microphones, man, and they made zillions of them, so you can still buy at least one for cheap.
Good contact.
Go ahead, contact.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt, but good evening, Rich. What kind of microphone are you talking about?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, a good old static the various types, most commonly the D-104, and this one here is a 10D dynamic.
Very good. Well, that would explain a lot of your fabulous audio. Hey, I won't hold you, but good to hear you, Rich. And back to Mr. Bob, KHLY, KK4ZXC.
Well, let me see if I got some more check-ins, man. Doing good. So, CQ. This is KAHJLY for the Liberty Net.
KO4FE.
There's Mr. Bill, KO4FE. Let me check you in here, sir. How are you tonight?
No, I'm doing pretty good. Did I hear you say it was 10 degrees out there in Ohio?
Yes, it's 10 degrees right now. We're supposed to go down to around 5 or 6. So it's a little chilly outside. I can look out the window and see my hot tub burping. Every so often the lid burps and a little bit of steam comes out.
Yeah, Roger, I'm looking at the thermometer here. It says 29.1 degrees, so I guess we're going to be getting some cold weather tonight, over.
Roger, roger. Well, I'll send as much of it your way as I can.
Yeah, roger. Well, it doesn't bother me. It just dropped down to, we're getting the cold weather now. It's already dropped down to 28.4. It's dropping pretty fast. So anyway, I'll let you get back to taking check-in. This is KO4FE.
All right, thank you. Catch you down there, number 5. CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the real Liberty Net.
I'll
That was Whiskey 2, Golf, Ida, Oscar. Mr. Frank?
Yeah, let's see.
All righty, sir, I've got you down on the list. Thank you. Let me see if I got anybody else before I do the opening credits. CQ, CQ, this is K-A-H-J-O-Y for the Real Liberty Net. Mr. Bo, I saw your call letters down the band there about an hour ago. I was on the phone talking to the Martians. So K-E-0-R-S-A, good evening. You sounded really good here in Ohio.
Thank you much.
All righty. Well, let me do the opening, and I'll try one more time after that. So good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now since the year of 1974. Founded by, yes, you're right, Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the area net, not the pyrite net. Current event and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. I'm going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I don't remember the House of Representatives' name, but he told Rand Paul that was a waste of time to have the Pledge of Allegiance before they have voting. Isn't that nice? And those are people that are in the people's house. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, oh, please God be with us, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that said, let me see if I have anybody else to check in, and we'll start. It's KHJ1. Nothing heard, so I'll make mine real quick since the band's good. Don't use up too much time. This isn't political, but I think it's interesting. Six people were shot during the New York City storm. The massive snowstorm that faltered New York City wasn't enough to tamp down surging gun violence. With six people shot, including a woman struck by a stray bullet that came through her apartment wall, police said Tuesday. All victims shot Monday are expected to survive. Four of them were struck while outdoors in the snow. New York City Commissioner Eric Day bemoaned that bloodshed during the interview on 6-11. Don't know what that is. What would you be surprised if I told you in New York City yesterday during a blizzard we had six separate shooting incidents? He added. And the stray bullet shooting, a 26-year-old woman was wounded in the arm inside her kitchen on Washington Avenue near East 180th Street at 10:30 p.m. Monday when the truck went through a wall. The investigators found the trajectory of the bullet to the next apartment where they found two teens inside with a handgun. Cops believe they were playing with the firearm when it went off. So it's not the firearm. It's two youths that are ignorant and apparently don't have someone at home to teach a better habit. Police charged the 16-year-old who lives in the apartment with assault and weapons possession and the 18-year-old that had it in his hand. It was a .20 caliber Ruger. 20 inches of snow started to blanket the city and which became the biggest in the five boroughs in 5 years. Bloodshed began at 1:30 a.m. when a 20-year-old man was shot in the hip on West 47th Street. 5 minutes later, a 25-year-old man was shot in the right leg on East 102nd Street. The violence picked up again at 12:45 p.m. when a 16-year-old was shot twice in the back in the height of the snowstorm. About 7:30 p.m., a 32-year-old man was shot in the back inside an apartment in Ocean Bay and Beach Canal Drive. The bloodshed finally concluded at 9 p.m. when a 41-year-old man was shot in the right calf in Brooklyn. Apparently these people aren't good shots or they're just doing stupid stuff. Only one shooting was reported to police on February 1st. I don't think the problem, this is a good quote from the commissioner. Quote, I don't think the problem is getting guns off the street, he said. I think the problem is getting people who carry guns off the street. We're making more guns or less than ever before, but until we have real decisions and real follow-through on consequences, we are going to have a tough road. Shootings are about 23% in so far in 2021 over the same period. We're not 2 months into 2021, by the way. It's up 23% in the state of New York. What a shame. With that being said, let me open the door to Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX in the sea, KJY, the floor is yours.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Miles, and good evening, everyone. This is Keto Golf.
Hey,
Jesse here. How the great, fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. Yes, I said it, the fraudulent state. Voter fraud state capital. Well, I ain't gonna say it's the capital, but I'll tell you what, it's a good dang start. Hey, well, anyway, good evening, everybody on the Liberty Net. Mr. Moe, good to hear you, sir. Rich, Mr. Bill, good to hear you, sir. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Bob, thank you for running the net tonight. Well, let's see. What can I work on tonight that will motivate people and help establish a new way of thinking? Well, let's see. I'm not really sure where I'm going with this, but I'm going to say this. Hey, get off of Facebook, throw that crap away, and everybody dump Twitter. Let's hurt these people where it really counts. That's going to be my opening statement right there. Let's hurt these people where it counts. In the wallet. Let's take their money away from them. Let's not participate with these people. And let's start putting these people out of business because they boycott everybody that we deal with. Let's see. Coca-Cola. Hey, let me bring up the story about Coca-Cola being anti-American. You know they contributed to the Communist Party of China? Well, yes, they did. If you enjoy your Coca-Cola, hey, guess what? You're screwed. That's the best way I can put it because you know what? Coca-Cola is being an outstanding performer of contributing good to gun control, among many other things. Well, anyway, good evening, everybody. This is a story off of Gateway Pundit. I'm going to just go ahead and read it now while the air is alive and well. Let's see. The Board of Supervisors of Maricopa County in Arizona are in a lot of trouble. They can allow the Arizona Senate to review the voting machines and 2.1 million ballots that have been requested by the Senate. But if there is a material amount of fraud identified in this review, they could go to jail. Wow, they could go to jail. I'm going to say that again. Hey, they could go to jail. Well, I doubt that ever happening, but you know what? Wishful thinking on my part. But anyway, the story keeps going on a little bit, and it goes, on the other hand, the Board of Supervisors can continue to stall and prevent the experts' independence from the operation and review of the voting machines and ballots, but this may put them in jail even sooner. They are really in a serious predicament. After choosing option number two for the past few months, the Arizona Senate has had enough. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. I think the American people has had enough. Well, anyway, from their operation to review the machines and ballots that they put them all in jail even sooner, they are really in a serious predicament, it says. After choosing the option, the Senate had enough, according to former head of the New York City Police Department. The Senate is done waiting. So, you know, it's about time that these people start seeing some real action. On Friday, State Senate President Karen Fan said that the Senate would hire its own firm to audit the results of the November election, saying that the audit of Maricopa County agreed to do was insufficient, according to the Arizona Republic. The scope of the audit must be broader than the one proposed by the county vendors, Fan said in a statement. Anyway, the story goes into the duel over the election escalated Thursday when the Republican-controlled state Senate moved to take swift legislative action against the county to find itself in contempt, according to KSAZ-TV, by a 16-13 party line vote. The Senate waived an unusual process of full debate and committee hearing so that the vote could take place as soon as Monday on a proposal to take all legal action to enforce the subpoena. So, as we've reported over the past few months, the Board of Supervisors has stalled and attempted other efforts to prevent a legitimate audit, sorry about that, of the results of the 2020 election. They even brought it into audit firms they claimed they were certified, but were determined that at the time that neither firm was certified. So it's looking like maybe some action may actually take place there in the future. Well, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, wishful thinking. And Mr. Bob, I tell you, if something ain't done, I tell you what, the American people are going to have to do something one way or the other. And it ain't going to be sitting on our cushy. Well, anyway, thanks for running that night, guys. And that's my first input for tonight's Saturday Night Liberty Net. Good to hear everybody. And this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray and a Charlie. Jesse out of the great fraudulent voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Bob.
Roger, roger on the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. I don't know if anybody's watched the two-hour special by Michael Lindell. He talks about Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan. He shows how many people that voted that were not residents, how many illegal aliens voted, how many people that were under the age of 18 that voted. It's amazing. And Arizona and Michigan are two of the worst, but unfortunately Pennsylvania's in there too. Let me throw out a hi to James. Kilo November 4, Zulu Echo Sierra, thank you for listening. We'll look forward to you being on the air when the weather breaks. Down to Mr. Ritchie, KB2, DMD, and your strong signal, KAHJOY.
KAHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2 DMD returning. Stay strong. A little QSB on your last transmission, so the ball in the band or the path between us might be shifting around a little bit. But we'll see how it goes. And, yeah, I saw that today. I didn't watch the whole thing with the MyPillow guy. That was pretty good. Yeah, a lot of dead people voting. You know, Trump called, the Secretary of State in Georgia and said, well, just take away the dead guys and we win. Just take away the underage kids that voted and we win. And he wouldn't do it. So the Secretary of State needs to be put up the scaffold. He's complicit in treason. I don't know if anybody caught Jonas last week, but, you know, that was probably some of the best radio I heard in at least the last 10 years. I discussed it with Larry a couple of days ago when I found him on this frequency. And, you know, he says, Steve DeJohnette's back on. You remember the deal. Steve said that Donald Trump would be president in 2021, and, you know, they made a little bet, and, you know, he said, if I'm right, Alex, you have to give me a regular spot on the show. And Alex said, yeah, if you're right, I'll hire you full-time for $200,000 a year. He said, but if you're wrong, Dr. Steve, you've got to come back on the show and eat crow. So we had him back on, and, you know, basically said, hey, so, what happened to your prediction? He said, Alex, I'm going to double down. He said, I haven't moved. Nothing's changed. He says, Trump has a complete White House staff down there in Palm Beach. He's waiting in the wings. Nothing has changed in the military command structure that's going to arrest people like AOC and some of these Republicans and Biden and the rest of Harris and try them in the military. tribunal. It was just fantastic. But the thing is, Bob, and I'm not going to try to recount it from memory, everything that Steve Pachanik laid out was entirely plausible. Nothing about it was far-fetched. Will it happen? Well, like I always say, nothing's impossible for the Lord Jesus. All you got to do is pray on it. And I talked to a good friend of mine, Mike, out, and I catch up with him on 20 meters every now and then. He's out in Shawnee, Kansas, and he's a Trump guy. And in fact, he was the one that turned me on to the Matt Pillow guy thing. And he'd already told me she'd seen it. She downloaded it. And he said, yeah, he says, I heard the same thing, Rich. He says, I'm real confident. And the old inauguration day is when they're going to put Trump back in. It would be wonderful. Now, of course, Alex Jones was incredulous. He in fact, he even went so far as to belittle Steve Pachanik and, and make fun of him. But Dr. Steve is doubled down that this is going to happen. And, of course, the question is when. And he's, I'm not privy to that, Alex. I don't know when. But mark my words, it's going to happen. These people are going to be arrested, and Trump's going to be back in the White House. So, those things are far-fetched. It's a red herring. And, but who knows? Here, Bob, I saw going over to Tractor Supply the other day. There's a giant electronic billboard that always changes its message every few seconds. And one of the messages was, report capital violence, FBI.gov, and a 1-800 tip number where you can anonymously turn people in that you think might have something to do with violence during the rally at the Capitol. So isn't that wonderful? And along those lines, I also wanted to bring up, we keep hearing these recordings of AOC, who keeps telling everybody, I had to hide in my office, I was afraid for my life, and it's a total fabrication. It was true. I don't even think he was there during the rally. But and the rest of the Congress critters down there were in fear for their life too. Some of the ones that were actually there. And Bob, what I'm wondering is what are they afraid of? What were they afraid of? If they all obeyed their solemn oaths to protect and defend the Constitution, I mean, they put their hand on the Word of God and raised their right hand and swore a solemn oath to defend and protect the Constitution. And if they really did everything humanly possible to protect and defend the Constitution, what is it that they're so afraid of? Whether, you got two people coming into the Capitol or 2,000, you saw the videos, they let them in, the velvet ropes and all, come on in, it's your Capitol, and the thing is, don't these tyrants always tell us, every time they come up with some new horrible statute or law, don't they always tell us, if you've got, you've got nothing to be afraid of if you're on the upper up. You've got nothing to be afraid of. Well, if these Quislings, were in compliance with the supreme law of the land, why are they so afraid of we the jury, we the people, we the militia? And then they all live in these heavily fortified readouts with a moat and a, giant iron gates and, security personnel with LP5s and Uzis and, they're completely isolated from we the people and they're always in fear. If you're one of our countrymen and you're working to defend and protect the Constitution like you swore an oath to do, why are you so afraid? Why are you locked away behind iron gates with all these security people? Why do they need 30,000 National Guard troops to guard their fraudulent inauguration? If it's on the up and up, if you want fair and square, Most real Americans, Bob, it's like the Leonard Skinner scene. I ain't hiding from nobody, and nobody's hiding from me. But they're constantly hiding from us. And I think that says a lot about, you know, what they do and who they are. KHLY on the Liberty Net. This is KBT-DMT.
Well, that is a true statement. They are hiding, good old Hyde Biden. And I saw on Newsmax the other night where now they're trying to question our military personnel, which, again, our military people are apolitical. It's none of the military's business whether you were a Biden supporter or a Trump supporter, but you know for sure that the majority are Trump supporters, and that is driving the government crazy, and they want to interrogate those people. It's really sad, but... we continue. Well, let me go. I got Miss Laura, NJTT. She's monitoring, most likely with N2IRJ and K1 Kitty. So good evening to them. And down to Mr. William, KO4FEKAHJLY, another Pennsylvania. It is your turn.
Okay. K-8-J-O-Y, Liberty Net, K-O-4-F-E. Okay. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I've never in my life, and I'm 63 years old, soon to be 64, I've never seen the level of dishonesty in the media. Now, of course, everybody's known for decades that the media was liberal, or at least most of them. But, you know, they at least pretended to be neutral. And the media outlets at least tried to fact check their stories. But I've never seen anything like this. These liberal media networks have basically turned into nothing more than left-wing Democrat propaganda outlets, basically. I mean, there's no objectivity left. And here's another story. This is, you know, I heard a CNN report the other day where they were talking about the Capitol riot, as they call it, and five people were killed. Well, that's not true. We had one woman who was shot by the Capitol Police. Three people had heart attacks or some medical emergency, as they call it. It had nothing to do with what was going on. It's just that you had, what, two? I mean, I've heard estimates all over the place, 100,000 to half a million people. The excitement's getting cranked up. Three people had medical conditions and had heart attacks or something, whatever. It had nothing to do with either the Trump supporters or the Capitol Police. And then, of course, we've got the one Capitol Police officer, this Officer Sicknick, who I have sympathy for. I mean, it's been, his family says he was a Trump supporter. I hate to hear of a patriot dying, even if he was a cop. He was doing his job. I mean, I don't know what he could have done. But anyway, they claimed he was killed. Well, anyway, even that story's now come into question. This is another story, Gateway Pundit. Headline, CNN even admits there's still no evidence Capitol Officer Sicknick was killed by blunt force to the head on January 6th. After nearly a month since his death, there is no evidence Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died from blunt force to the head on January 6th. Even CNN admits it's more likely he died from the effects of chemicals sprayed into the crowd that day. The media ran with the story that Officer Sicknick was beaten over the head with a fire extinguisher by Trump supporters. It's only later that facts came out. ProPublica reported that Sicknick told his brother he was merely pepper sprayed, and according to Officer Sicknick's family, he suffered from a blood clot and a stroke and was on a ventilator, according to Western Journal. Officer Sicknick died on January 7th, the day after the Capitol protests, and immediately the media reported he died from injuries caused by blunt force trauma to the head on January 6th. But it is unlikely this occurred, since after a month of investigations, there's no evidence this happened. We first reported on January 10th that Sicknick reportedly died from something other than getting hit in the head by a fire extinguisher. The Democrat-led Congress held Sicknick in the Capitol Rotunda this week to publicize his death while holding on to the narrative that angry Trump supporters clobbered him in the head on January 6th. The problem with the Democrats' narrative shared by big media is that it holds no water. After a month of investigations, there's no evidence to support the story. Even CNN is coming around. CNN reported that investigators are struggling to build a federal murder case regarding fallen U.S. Capitol police officer Brian Sicknick, vexed by a lack of evidence that could prove someone caused his death as he defended the Capitol during last month's insurrection. Authorities have reviewed video and photographs that show Sicknick engaging with rioters amid the siege, but have yet to identify a moment in which he suffered his fatal injuries. Law enforcement officials familiar with the matter said, soon after Sicknick died on January 7th, prosecutors in Washington opened a federal murder investigation dedicating a team inside the U.S. Attorney's Office to build a case, authorities said. That's the end of the CNN report. And then back to the pundit. They say now that the story of Sicknick's brutal death has been used to the fullest extent, CNN is even reporting it might have been a friendly fire incident that contributed more to Sicknick's death than a hit on the head. CNN reported in the Sicknick's case, it's still not publicly known what caused him to collapse the night of the insurrection. Findings from the medical examiner's review have not been released, and authorities have not made any announcements about that ongoing process. Well, I'd have to interject, what's the holdup with the medical examiner? Anyway, continuing with the CNN report, according to one law enforcement official, medical examiners did not find signs that the officer sustained any blunt force trauma. So investigators believe that early reports that he was fatally struck by a fire extinguisher are not true. One possibility being considered by investigators is that Sicknick became ill after interacting with a chemical irritant like pepper spray or bear spray that was deployed in the crowd. But investigators reviewing video of the officer's time around the Capitol haven't been able to confirm that in tape that has been recovered so far, officials say. The case could be complicated if Sicknick had a pre-existing medical condition. Could not be learned if he did. So anyway, there you go. Even CNN's reporting that there's no evidence that Officer Sicknick was actually hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, as was widely reported, or that he died as a result of getting hit in the head. There's I don't know why the medical examiner is holding up his report. You'd think that would should be released as soon as possible, but for some reason they're holding on to it. We'll have to see what happens. Well, anyway, here's a story on another subject. Listen to this. Less than 1% of 1,200 reported racial incidents in the last 5 years at Michigan State were valid. Says it sounds like the bias reporting system is being abused a little bit. Who could have predicted that would happen? Campus report says MSU had nearly 1,200 racial incident reports in 5 years. Here's how many were valid. Over the past 5 years, nearly 1,200 Michigan State University students and staff members reported racial discrimination instances. Only 8 instances, however, truly violated the school's bias and discrimination policies. Sound like a bunch of liberals going nuts. But anyway, continuing with the report, according to data provided to the Lansing State Journal by Michigan State's Office of Institutional Equity, affiliates reported 1,187 instances of race-based bias and discrimination between 2015 and September 2020. Of those instances, 76 revealed issues with conduct, and of those 76 issues, 8 instances, less than 1% of all reported, constituted violations of the school's policy. Campus Reform independently confirmed this data with Michigan State University Office of Institutional Equity spokesperson Christine Chapman. Nevertheless, Tanya Jock-Meok, the head of the Office of Institutional Equity, told the Lansing State Journal that a committee is currently looking at how and where our policy is able to address and be part of the solution to breaking down systems of oppression. Well, I don't know what this is a far left university, and they've still got quote unquote systems of oppression that ends up with less than 1% of all these instances and complaints actually having any validity. Doesn't sound like a system of oppression. Sounds like a system of hysteria and false reporting. Well, anyway, continuing with the report, it said similarly, in spite of an average of less than 2 racial bias incidents per year, several departments and schools at Michigan State recently released statements and in a May 29th statement about the death of George Floyd, Michigan State University President Samuel Stanley said that the school is, quote, committed to building an inclusive environment here at MSU, one that recognizes and respects people of all backgrounds and experiences, close quote. Well, you know what? When they sit there and they agitate and they're talking endlessly about so-called systematic racism and George Floyd and all this stuff, is it any wonder that the reports go through the roof, and then when they're actually looked at, less than 1% of them have any validity? Sounds like they need to quit worrying about systems of oppression, start looking at why students are going crazy and reporting all these fake incidents. That seems more critical than looking at these ridiculous claims of systems of oppression. What the hell are they talking about? So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA JOY Liberty Net, KO4FE.
K-O-4-F-E, K-A-H-L-I. Well, it's just like with George Floyd's autopsy. We don't want to reveal the truth because it allows the media to spin, over.
Yeah, Roger. I'm still wondering why this medical examiner's not reporting this, the cause of death of this officer, Sicknick. You'd think that would be important information that needs to get out to the public so people know what's going on.
It's only important if the report would show that blunt force trauma. The truth is not what is important. Oh, my goodness. All righty, let's go to Mr. Frank. W-2-G-I-O-K-A-H-J-O-Y. Good evening. What have you for us, sir?
Okay. W-2-G-I-O. G-I-O was left. Actually, I have some stuff on dealing with the treatment of the coronavirus. Well, let me put it this way. Let me get the terminology correct here. Let's see here. The correct terminology, okay. They're talking about, they're using the word experimental biological agent, which is another name, the correct name for the vaccine that and there's a woman, her name is Dr. Simone Gold. She's on a website called BitChute, BitChute.com, BitChute.com, and her talk is on, it says, censored doctor goes off online, Fauci, CDC, and NIH. And it's about an hour long talk. And she's a doctor, emergency room, and she's also a lawyer. And so she goes on, and she's involved with another group of doctors, and they have a website, and it's called Stop Medical. Stop Medical Discrimination. Anyhow, AFLDS.com. And these are doctors that are trying to get the truth out about the coronavirus and what the effects of this potential experimental biological agent is. One of the things they pointed out was that it could have an adverse effect on young women and women of childbearing age, that it can actually cause them to be sterile. You're not going to hear about that. Let's see. Also, it doesn't stop transmission. And there was an article about hydroxychloroquine. It was supposedly there was a study in this very prestigious Lancet journal, and they said, oh, we studied 90,000 people, and using that as a cure has no value. Well, it turns out they had to retract the article. It was a fraud. And it's very rare that they would have to retract an article in the journal. I mean, it's supposedly one step above the New England journalism. So, anyhow, and also the thing is, we have to refer to this as the Wuhan virus, because that's really where it came from. And she says, well, you don't want to have to apologize for that, because there's a bunch of other viruses and plagues out there, and they all have the names of where they were originated. So it's only that China didn't want the communist China didn't want it to be called the Wuhan virus. So they put a lot of heat on to put the kibosh on that. I have a whole lot of notes in my little notebook when I listen to the talk. And I was just trying to go through it little by little here as I'm talking. I thought and figured out. Oh, here's the other one. This was one that she highlighted. Because there's a lot of, because of some of the vaccines that were sort of black people used for experiments, for vaccine experiments, so there's a lot of reluctance for the black people to take the vaccine. Well, the way it's being advertised is that black and brown people, they should take this vaccine because it's actually racial justice. They should be given this vaccine first because that's racial justice. And that's the term they used. So they should have the vaccine first because that's racial justice. Racial justice. Can you imagine using those kind of words? Anyhow, that's my 2 cents. WPGIO.
Well, your 2 cents are good. What happens if this vaccine has a ill effect and a large number of black and brown individuals die? It's going to be the white man's fault, right?
Oh, well, they probably got no-fault insurance. I don't know how that's going to unfold. And, it could be a major rebellion. Some of these places are going to burn. The Capitol would be fixed. You'll see the whole Capitol building in smoke.
Yeah, I know the people that constructed the vaccine have zero liability. You cannot hold them liable if you grow a third eyeball on your forehead or a part of your anatomy falls off. They are zero liable. Oh, my. All righty. Mr. Mo in the great state of Nebraska. I wish there was a way, Mo, that I could send you the link for the Mike Lindell video. Is there anybody that you know that has an email address that we could send that to you, and then I'll let you talk? KD0RSA-KAHLY. KD0RSA.
Well, thank you, JOY. I have seen it. I was down to the neighbors, and I saw it. So I have seen it. I do appreciate it very much. Thank you. Anyway, Mike Pence, the vice president, he was talking about the election, the crookedness of it, the right, and all behind him to stop that vote coming in that was crooked, and make it, he could have made him over again if he would have. And I think he crapped on the president, Donald J. Trump, but not doing it. That's my opinion. And as far as one of the senators in Nebraska, his name is Ben Sachs. He's as crooked as you can get him.
Pretty chilly. Thank you very much. And I do have hope
Mike Lindell has exposed a lot of information. I do have hope, but I don't know if it'll come true. I just pray that it does. So, thank you, Mo. KBQRSA, KHOI. Let me see if Thomas, he clicked in on the net logger. Let me see if Thomas is available. KD9KHK. This is KHOI. Are you with us, Thomas? Mr. Larry, good evening. N4OQ, I will put you on the list.
Thank you, sir.
All right, nothing heard from Thomas, KD9KHK. So let me go down to another listener slash recorder. KB8TRK, Mr. Ted in Ohio. I missed him today for radio lunch. I'm sorry, Mr. Ted. The wife wanted me to take her to a call-in hours for a friend of hers. I apologize for not being there because we always have a good time sitting and talking about radio. But thank you for recording tonight's Liberty Net. With that being said, N4ROQ, I am up to you. Over.
I thought she was going to be a minute there.
All right. I heard the ex-president had normally gotten whatever the news is about the economy and briefings from the FBI. Whoever does the briefings to the president. Well, I heard that Biden said he wasn't going to allow that to Trump. And when he said that, this guy is trying to, he's really, really stepping way out of line. Putting it to Trump in every way that they possibly can. He's not going to get any kind of briefing about, like he's been getting the last 4 years, about anything that the former presidents are supposed to get regarding whatever, any kind of briefings, whatever they're supposed to get. That's what he should get instead of being cut off by the Biden presidency. So when I heard that, I thought they've done everything in the world to him, and I don't blame him for being he's called them crazy, of course, which they are in his speeches, a crazy Democrat, he knows he won the election. They just ripped him out of it. They stole the election and everything. So he might come back pretty hard against him here if he gets a chance when he runs. If he runs again, or if whatever he does, if he helps another person out, if he has some way to help, in his role as in the Republican Party, I think he knows that they really went overboard on killing anything that he's been for and everything else. So, all right, I wanted to mention that. Here's an article regarding their asking for Trump. See, they're going to still do this impeachment even though he's not even in office. But Trump rejects any kind of request to testify here. House Democrats on Thursday asked Donald Trump to testify under oath for his Senate impeachment trial, challenging him to respond to their charge that he incited a violent mob to storm the Capitol. A Trump advisor said the former president won't testify. They requested a letter from House impeachment managers. Does not require Trump to appear, though Senate could later force a subpoena, but it does warn that any refusal to testify could be used in trial to support arguments for a conviction. The request makes clear Democrats' determination to Hours after the letter was released, Trump advisor Jason Miller said that the president will not testify in an unconstitutional proceeding. Separately, Trump's lawyer dismissed the request as a public relations stunt. The impeachment trial starts February the 9th. Trump, the first president to be impeached twice, is charged with inciting an insurrection on January the 6th. When a mob of his supporters, a mob, you know, that you can tell this is written by a Democrat person there. Broken through the Capitol to interrupt the electoral vote count. Five people died here. They're not even saying that, you know, a lot of these people had heart attacks, and it was, you know, the one that was shot. It was shot by a police officer there in the Capitol. So, you know, they're not even saying that. Before the riot, Trump had told his supporters to fight to overturn his electoral defeat. Now, he didn't say you got to fight to overturn his electoral defeat. He said you just got to fight against these. I don't remember his exact words, but he did say peacefully walk up to the Capitol. He did not say to storm the Capitol, to do anything. Okay, well, let's see if I've got something else here I want to bring forward here. U.S. extends the sole remaining nuclear arms treaty with Russia. The U.S. on Wednesday to extend the two countries' last remaining treaty limiting their strength of nuclear weapons. 2 days before the pact was set to expire, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement the U.S. would use the 5 years of the New START treaty's renewal to pursue limits on all the Russia's nuclear weapons. The Trump administration pulled out of the other such deals. The country's last week announced plans to extend the deal, even as the Biden administration has stepped up criticism of Russia. Also, one other thing that Biden has decided to take away from what Trump has done in the White House. Trump had a deal with the countries there below Mexico that they had to file for asylum in those countries before they could start to file asylum here in the U.S. And Biden has taken that away. So those people are going to be heading toward the United States as before without any kind of stopped them before. They had stopped them. He had them stopped pretty much by telling them that the country had agreed that they had to file asylum with their own country before they could come to the U.S. and be tried or have a court proceeding before they can come into the U.S. So that has been stopped. So Biden is on the way to letting the crowds in from Mexico and below, all those countries down there, Honduras, and all those different countries down there. So you look for, I don't know how the big march is. I haven't checked on that lately. The people are coming down to Mexico and heading this way. I don't know if that's still where they're at or what's coming of that. Maybe I'll try to check if anyone knows anything about that. Please bring that up. So we'll go ahead and shoot it back up to the Bob. Get a group in there tonight and join it. KAHJY, N4LQ.
N4LQ, KAHJY. I have to add to your comment. I had it as one of my articles. about Joe Biden taking any intelligence briefings away from the Trump. On Monday, February 1st, the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, said the White House is reviewing whether Trump should continue to receive intelligence briefings. Her comment came after a reporter asked if there was a concern that the former president would use intelligence to enrich himself. She said a decision hasn't been made. If he was going to enrich himself, what has Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Joe Biden's brother done? Enrich themselves at the cost of America. How I would. Let me see if there's anybody else standing by. This is the Great Liberty Net, KAHJLY, standing in. Is there anybody that's looking to check in late? Over.
Yeah, Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha. Yeah. Ohio.
You're doing a good job, Rick. WD8AYC. I copy you good here in Ohio. So I'm going to see if there's anybody else, and then I'll pass it to you. Is anybody else that's sitting on the sidelines waiting to check in?
Kilo Alpha 3 Delta Papa Victor.
Kilo Alpha 3 Delta Papa Victor?
Yeah, that's correct.
Alrighty, I've got you on the log, so let me go back to Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha Yankee Charlie. Good evening. I'm going to hand the frequency over to you, and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, WP8AYC. Well, there is a lot on my mind, and I assume it's a lot on you guys' mind, too, but... anyway, I just was going to say, some of the things that I've heard that you guys talk about, I've heard the same things. And especially, I know you were talking about something about the Lord coming back, or, you know, the Lord intervening, and I know that I've watched two or three, things where there's a guy and then there's a woman too, and I mean they know each other, but they're not on the same, they're not in the same whatever, you know, you call it. But anyway, she's a prophet, and you know, they say they have a lot of things that came in the last so many years. And the other guy, he's not a prophet, but he comes up with dates when, you know, things happen, and supposedly, well, I mean, I believe it, because I believe the guy that has them on. But anyway, I heard that, and what was some of them trying to think? When the rally at the White House, Josh Bernstein, who isn't on YouTube anymore, but he's got his own website, and that's, you know, you can see all his videos on there. And he showed four or five, maybe six people, and there was supposed to be a couple of women and four and three men or something. But anyway, you could see they were under a tree, and you could see that the crowd was out there in the road, and these people came, and they were under a tree in the grass, and they were changing their clothes to put in, they had clothes that looked like the Trump people put on. And they got a video of them, they didn't strip down to their naked or nothing, but, they took their pants and their shirts and stuff and put new pants and shirts on, right there on the video, which we've got video. And, God, you know, it's making me sick. I just can't stand it. Newsmax. I started watching Newsmax because I thought, well, now here, since everybody says that Fox isn't that good anymore, I started listening to Newsmax on that point. These guys are over. And lo and behold, I was listening to the one, I hadn't heard him before, but he was interviewing somebody, and he said the words, well, yeah, we've come to, you know, we know that there's not enough things, so we're not going to say that Biden isn't, they're going to say Biden is the president because we know that there's not enough to go by. And I'm thinking, not enough to go by. Holy shit. And, you know, there's more, there's all kinds the stuff that, you know, you sent it to court and they go over it. They got it from 4 years of a coup. They were, the Democrats were putting on a coup to get rid of the president. And then when it did happen, they stole the, you know, he was running like way ahead until it was supposed to be over. But that's the other thing is they're saying that. That they were okay, but the thing is, they weren't okay because they had no reason, they had no right to stop, to not stop taking the polling things. There's so much, and so here's my point. I know, I've heard you say somebody, something, I've heard you say something about you don't want, like, violent stuff on here. So I'm not really going to say anything violent, but I'm going to let you know. I think, to tell the truth, I think there's only one way that we'll ever get our country back. And it's not by going to the court, and it's not by this, and it's not by that. And it's a sad thing, because the men in this country are nothing like men used to be. And I don't think they are going to have it in them to do anything. Not the Democrats, but the, it's not Democrats. Hey, those people, they sat on their thumbs. That's all they did when this was going on. They just sat on their thumbs. And they're no good. The politicians, there's very few. There's just very few decent politicians in our whole government anymore. So what can you do? Those people are not going to go away. They're not going to go away. They're not going to quit believing that they're right. There's only one way, as far as I can see, there's only one way that we'll ever get anywhere. But I guess I won't say it because I don't think you want me to say that. And I'm 68. I'm 68, and I'm not having that good a time anyway. And I'll tell you what, I would gladly give my life if I had to. I'll tell you that. That's all. That's all I got. WDAYC.
Thank you, Richard. WDAYC, KJY. On another group that I participate, one of the veterans said, and I'm sure people like Jesse would agree to me, you can vote yourself into communism, but you'll have to shoot and fight yourself back to freedom. So I think that's what you were referring to. So I said it for you. Let me go down to David. Mr. David in Pennsylvania. Wow, Pennsylvania is winning. The fraudulent state of Pennsylvania is the biggest group on my list here. KA3, Delta Papa Victor. Good evening. What do you have to say, over?
Well, thank you. That's nice to know. I'll be brief here if I can. I wasn't quite prepared for this. I didn't think my antenna system was up and running very well for that. I have to recap my amplifier one of these days. But my big gripe, complaint, and this has been my complaint for 45 years, is our public money system. I would like to see our public money system put back into circulation. That way, we wouldn't have to borrow our money. It's actually borrowing credit into circulation, where we pay back the principal and pay the interest back. That system that we have now that we're using is the most sophisticated form of slavery ever devised. So our money is to be, we don't borrow the money into circulation. We put it into circulation to use as a medium of exchange.
That's my gripe. I'm not prepared to talk about it now, but one of these days I'm going to chime in. Copy?
Copy. Well, I thank you for chiming in. Let me click on here so I don't double myself. Well, I appreciate your input. Stick around. We'll go through the numbers again. I'm going to throw out one real quick. I just couldn't believe this. 11-year-old transgender girl and her father create a form-fitting swimsuit line for trans children. This is from The Blaze. So according to the BuzzFeed, Jamie Alexander and his 11-year-old trans child, Ruby, who live in Canada, have created a brand of form-fitting clothes for trans girls. The brand includes swimwear, underwear, and more, all intelligence on shaping the appearance of the non-binary body. Now, we're talking about 11-year-old. My God, what are these parents doing? A non-binary body. I won't go the whole article, but this is sad that we're going to go down this bumpy road, that a father's, you know, he's taking and capitalizing on his alleged trans child. How does an 11-year-old child know whether they're a boy or a girl anyhow? They barely know what a hoo-ha and a ho-ho are. So, oh my goodness. Let me see if I have anybody else new, and then we'll go to the top of the list. This is K-A-J-O-Y. Nothing heard? Back to the top of the list. I'm going to look for that Jesse. KT4ZXDKAHJOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. And the great Saturday Night Liberty Map. This is Kilo Golf 4, Lulu X-Ray, Charlie, Jesse, here, the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania once again. Well, let's see. What do we have to bring out tonight? Well, you know, I think one gentleman out there earlier, a few minutes ago, I can't remember his call sign, but, you know, he asked a question to everybody out there, and, you know, what can we do? You know, there's so much corruption, it is almost overwhelming to see what we actually can do. But, look, we need to take a little bit of direction from California right now. Yeah, I said it. We need to take directions from some of the Californians right now, where they are signing a petition to get rid of their elected official. Let's see, what was his name? Newsom? Devin Newsom, I believe that's his name, the pedophile out there in California. Well, you know, they got almost 1.5 million wrote-in petitions to remove him from office. And that's what we need to be focusing on, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Bob, everybody needs to understand that we can re-unelect these people just as good as they can elect them. And that's what everybody seems to fail to understand, that we, the people, have that ability to make dramatic changes in our government when they're not doing their job. Every one of these individuals are nothing more than treasonous individuals. They're all complicit in this whole incident of voter fraud. They stole the election not from our president, but from us, the American people. And we need to all start signing petitions from every state to recall each and every one of these legislators that has performed this treasonous act upon us. Everybody needs to be aware of that. We can do more. We have to do more, and we have to be on top of this. We have to stay vigilant, and we must not hold our breath and do nothing. We have to be proactive. And that's the whole thing. I mean, I believe in God. I believe in the Lord taking care of business just like everybody else out here. But we, the people, have to dang start taking some responsibility
and making these actions happen. We have to be proactive and start making these requests, and don't do these online petitions because they mean nothing. Online petitions, you signing that, it means nothing. I just want everybody to be aware of that because that's what's going on right now. We need a handwritten petition from everybody in one state to represent whoever they're going to kick out of office, because that's what they're doing to all our elected officials. You heard the 100 individuals in the Republican Party that they already have their sights aimed at on getting rid of. Well, we cannot tolerate this. These actions and this treasonous events here has got to stop. And it's up to us as individuals to take this upon ourselves and start doing the right thing. Get out there, start making petitions, and start getting these people out of this office and start taking action upon ourselves and do it legally. That's what our Constitution requires, and that's the recourse. And everybody needs to understand that. All right, moving along just a little bit. Have you guys heard about Bank America secretly hands over private banking information on customers to help feds find people of interest following the January 6th Capitol riot? Let me unkey 1 second. My timer's kicking off. All right. Well, anyway, Bank America is really doing some underhanded crap. You know, I mentioned it on my first announcement, Bob, that Bank America and all these other individuals need to be hurt in their pocket. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If everybody out there that has a Bank America account, they need to close it. They need to move their money to another bank, and they need to be a bank-friendly, American-friendly bank on top of it. And that's what we need to be focusing on, ladies and gentlemen, because Bank America has done nothing but betrayed the American people and all corporate America on top of it. Well, anyway, this story is brief. I'm going to keep it quick. The Democratic lawmakers and the party mainstream media and their corporate allies are working overtime to convince America that anyone who refuses to drink the communist Kool-Aid is the enemy. They need to be identified and destroyed. If you don't believe me, ask my pillow guy, CEO Mike Lindell. Oh, and by the way, buy a pillow. Have a pillow fight. Do whatever. You know what? We need to support Mike Lindell more than ever before. But if Bank America has started the same action, in a stunning report on Thursday night, Fox News host Tucker Carlson revealed that America's second largest bank had secretly offered personal banking information to their customers to the Fed. And it sounds more like you read something out of a Russian spy novel. Carlson broke down the criteria of the bank and used when searching their customer database for purchases made by customers who may have attended the Stop the Steal rally in D.C. on January 6th. So, you know, this is what we got to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Bob, you know, I never dealt with Bank America because I knew that they were underhanded. But there's some friendly banks out here, and they're on the local level. Get out of the pockets of corporate America. Go to your local banks and set up an account. Get rid of these people. Start hurting them where they really, really will hurt them the most, right in their six. Well, anyway, I ain't going to rag on any longer than I have to, but thank you, Bob, and good to hear everybody on the Liberty Net tonight. It is great to hear everybody, and sounds like a great group. So, 73's, oh, God bless America. Back to KAJOY and the great Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4, ZXC.
KG4ZXD, KQI. Did you say the governor in California is Kevin Newsom?
I believe that's his, name.
Those doggone pedophiles, they're just everywhere. And as far as my pillows, I have bought 8 of those already. I have 4 of them in use and 4 of them in stock. And they really are comfortable. I really like them, so. All righty, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate your comments. KG4ZX in the C. Let me say hi again to James, KN4ZES. James, thank you for monitoring. I hope you're enjoying the Liberty Net so far tonight. I'll look for maybe a quick comment from you. And I'm going to go to Mr. Richie, KB2DMD, KAAJOY.
KAAJOY in the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD returning. Oh, good, Bob. A little QRM, but everybody's coming in over the top of it. Good signals. And, Frank made an interesting comment about there is this big push to make sure black people get the vaccine first. Well, that was part of the reason why they drug that black ball player out and gave it to him, that old guy. Oh, Hank Aaron, wasn't it? And then, yeah, right, babe. Yeah, Hank Aaron. And they gave him the second one and he dropped dead. Racial justice, isn't that something? Now, there's an interesting phrase to use in America. I guess, they pretty much figure all the people who lived through World War II are in their 90s are dead by now, so they've done enough revisionist history to, just take the whole Holocaust thing out of people's heads. Although, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and all them, they really kept that on the Simon Wiesenthal Center. They really kept that Holocaust thing alive for a long time, but now you look at these Jewish groups and they're siding with people like Schwarzenegger and some real Nazis and real eugenicists and it's just crazy. Just crazy. But now they're telling you, who's this White House press spokesman? She's illegitimate as well. She's part of the whole steal. But no. Even after you have the vaccine, you're still gonna have to wear a mask. I just don't get the whole mask thing. Look, I get it. It was a scare. There's this, really bad bug going around, and, you don't want to get it. You protect yourself. But at this stage of the game, I still every now and then see somebody wearing a mask in their car. And it's just ridiculous. By now, everybody knows. Well, the CDC really wrecked it for them, Bob. If anybody would look at the CDC's website and look at their numbers, you see the same number of people died in 2020 that died in 2019, after everything's all adjusted. So where's the pandemic? And, as we talked about here, curiously enough, nobody died from the flu in 2020. No flu deaths. So, doesn't that shoot holes in the whole thing? At least the point where you can take off your mask. I mean, Jesse's talking about boycotting, and that's a great idea. In fact, I think that's probably, Jesse, more effective than the petitions. I mean, by all means, sign petitions. And you're right, the online petitions are stinko. The ones where, you actually sign a piece of paper with your name and address. You look at what the MyPillow guy has exposed. The vote count for Trump was so vast that they had to shut down the voting machines. They couldn't keep up. And then they illegally trucked in Biden ballots from New York into Pennsylvania. I mean, with this kind of thing going on, how much success does petitions have? I'm not saying don't do them. But, if they can steal an election, a super landslide election that was so many nobody votes for Trump, they jam the machines. They probably should take their petitions pretty good, too, just sweep them under the rug. But, yeah, by all means, do them. You know, the answer, of course, is prayer, number one, and resist this crap, you know, whatever they come up with. I mean, I've seen some of this gun legislation. You know, it's off the charts. I mean, you know, people couldn't figure it out, let alone comply with it. You're going to have people not complying with the statute law for you know, gun confiscation, not because they're patriots or because they, you know, they're stalwarts or they really want to stand up to it, because they won't be able to figure it out. They won't know where to start. So, you know, and we talked about that before. You know, the craziness is just going to multiply, you know, coming out of this illegal White House and just, you know, it's going to implode. It has to. This can't stand. But, as far as Trump being silent about all this, you know, impeachment trial, well, that's exactly what he should do. You know, he should refuse to take part in it because it's totally illegal. It's totally a PR. So you can't impeach somebody that's not in public office. It's ridiculous. And Pachetik spoke to that, I believe, too. He said, you know, this is all part of it. You know, that Trump, you know, just, you know, being silent, being in the background while, you know, all the other cogs in this machine are at work. So, you know, again, you know, like I said earlier, everything that was discussed as far as Trump retaking the White House and the criminals going to prison or maybe Gitmo, it's all within the realm of plausibility. There's nothing far-fetched about it. You know, it would seem pretty dire at this point that none of that's going to happen. You know, just they've got too much of a foothold. But then again, like I said, nothing's impossible for the Lord. So let's continue to pray on that. I think that's about all I've got, Bob. I you know what? I don't know if I'm going to make the next round or not, because I got some food in the oven, and I got to get it out of there at a quarter of. So, I don't know if I'm going to be here for the next round. But good comments from everybody, and certainly enjoyed the net, and thanks for running it, Bob. KAHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD. Perhaps saying 7-3.
All righty, Mr. Ritchie. I will call on you on the 73 round just in case you're there. I do enjoy the people wearing their masks in their car when they're driving alone. I've come to realize that keeps them from licking the windows. Over.
I'm sorry, there was a little burst of static. You come to realize what?
I've come to realize that people wear their masks solo in a motor vehicle to keep themselves from licking their windows.
Yeah. Well, you know, the COVID follows you around, Bob. It could get in through your tailpipe and give you COVID. It's so asinine. And like I said, at first, yeah, people could be forgiven because, this was the whole job, was to scare people. But now we see it for what it is. It's it was just an attempt for this global reset. And, and what better way, you know, to enrich the banksters, drive people to poverty, wipe out zillions of people in the third world. It was masterful. It really was. Whoever devised this, what better way than to make people think they're going to get sick, especially for Europeans here. Europe has lived through these awful plagues throughout history, so they're accustomed to mass die-off from sickness. So it really got them scared. But boy, I'll tell you, Bob, I don't want to turn this into a second transmission. The radio amateurs across Europe, the DXers I work, I mean, they've got them, man. They've got them. These people, well, they're always, the European Union was always, very inclined to believe anything that came out of the United Nations. That's just kind of the way they roll. But, I mean, you talk to these guys, and they're like, they can't wait to get their vaccine. The mask. Even some guys that I really admire and respect. back from the DX community, in Finland. They were running these district number, stay home, STAY. I thought it was SH. I thought it was Sierra Hotel. No, the special event station is stay home, STAYHOME. That's part of the call sign. They are completely immersed in the whole phony narrative. Thankfully a lot of people in this country see COVID for what it is. It was a scam. It was a fairly weak virus unfortunately, it's not good for old people. And if you take a lot of old people and shove them all into the same space where they can keep giving it to each other, just like any flu virus, they die from it. Most people that have healthy immune systems get it. It really can't be distinguished from the flu. It's got flu-like symptoms. And 5 or 6 days later, just like the flu, you feel better again. But to destroy a nation, steal an election, and completely subvert the global economy, holy mackerel, man. It was masterful. I just never thought people would be, so gullible they'd suck it up. But like we said, there's still people, wearing masks in their cars. They're not scared, and that's how they pulled that one off. They really gained a lot of mileage with COVID, and unfortunately, it's people didn't see it for what it was. It's no worse than a flu bug. KAKLY, KB2DMD. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome, Mr. Ritchie. It definitely shows that you can take, especially the American people, and make them into sheeple. Mr. William, KO4FEKAHJOY, I'm back to you. Over.
Okay, KAHJOY, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Okay, well, Biden's obviously in, and the leftist elite establishment has no more use for Antifa. And proof of that is this story. Headline, Facebook's purge of left-wing radicals. Having abandoned free speech, the left is in no position to defend itself from censorship. One of the strangest claims made today about free speech. Getting tongue-tied here. One of the strangest claims made today about free speech is that it is a right-wing talking point. It's an excuse to spout racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia. You pick the prejudice. Some even claim there is no crisis of free speech, and anyone who professes their support for this most liberal of values is essentially a useful idiot for the far right. But Facebook's latest crackdown makes clear that it's not only the right whose free speech is under threat. Earlier this month, Facebook announced an extension of its so-called dangerous individuals and organizations policy. This was the policy it used to ban right-wing controversialists such as Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Paul Joseph Watson, alongside anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan, who were all accused of promoting so-called violence and hate. Now, in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests come riots, Facebook has decided to cast its net of censorship wider. They say, we have seen growing movements that, while not directly organizing violence, have celebrated violent acts, shown that they have weapons, and suggest they will use them, or have individual followers with patterns of violent behavior, Facebook said in a recent statement. This has led to Facebook removing 790 groups 100 pages and 1,500 ads tied to the crankish right-wing QAnon conspiracy theory, but has also led to a purge of so-called Antifa groups and other far-left organizations. For militia organizations and those encouraging riots, we have initially removed over 980 groups, 520 pages, and 160 ads from Facebook. We have also restricted over 1,400 hashtags related to these groups and organizations on Instagram, the Facebook statement says. This is not the first time Antifa groups have been censored by big tech. Back in 2018, PayPal started refusing to process payments, which were connected to a number of prominent Antifa organizations, at the same time as it banned Tommy Robinson, Alex Jones, and the Proud Boys. As left-wing outlet Intercept points out, Facebook's latest purge has even extended to news sites and magazines of an anarchist leaning. Pages for sites like It's Going Down, which provides anarchist, anti-capitalist, and anti-colonialist commentary and analysis, and Crime Think, which has been publishing anarchist articles since the 1990s, have been removed. So anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of the article, but anyway, I guess the leftist establishment has decided that Antifa's outlived its usefulness, so they've green-lighted Facebook to start taking down these Antifa sites. It's very interesting. Well, anyway, here's an article, Gateway Pundit, and this shows you that even billionaires aren't immune to this illegal alien stuff. It says DOJ investigating Elon Musk's SpaceX for allegedly failing to hire a non-U.S. citizen, non-permanent resident. Biden's Department of Justice is investigating Elon Musk's SpaceX for not hiring a non-U.S. citizen who wasn't a lawful permanent resident. In other words, he's an illegal alien. Where does it say in the U.S. Constitution that foreigners have rights to jobs in the U.S.? Populist Press is reporting the Department of Justice, DOJ, has announced an investigation into Elon Musk's SpaceX for hiring too many American-born workers, not enough foreigners. The DOJ is claiming that the hiring practices of SpaceX are non-compliant with federal law. This is based off a complaint made by the DOJ's Immigrant and Employment Rights Section, and DOJ claims that SpaceX has stonewalled an administrative subpoena pertaining to the case. Far left CNBC report said the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating SpaceX over whether the company discriminates against non-U.S. citizens in its hiring practices. It said Elon Musk's company is stonewalling a subpoena for information. Court documents required Thursday. DOJ's Immigrant and Employee Rights Section received a complaint of employment discrimination from a non-U.S. citizen claiming that the company discriminated against him based on his citizenship status. The charge alleges that on or about March 10, 2020, during the charging party's interview for the position of technology strategy associate, SpaceX made inquiries about his citizenship status. They're checking to see if the guy was an illegal alien and ultimately failed to hire him for the position because he is not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident. Well, I thought that was the whole point of the law. You weren't supposed to be hiring illegal aliens. Apparently, you have to hire illegal aliens. According to this article, DOJ attorney Lisa Sandoval wrote to in a court document filed Thursday. The document was a request for a judge to order SpaceX to comply with an administrative subpoena for documents related to how the company hires. DOJ is now in full force again in attacking anyone and any entity that doesn't conform with their far-left ideals. Where does it say that foreigners are guaranteed an American job in the Constitution? Also, why was the investigation linked to the public? When liberals like Hunter Biden are under investigation, the investigations remain hidden. We still don't know who U.S. Attorney John Durham has interviewed or for what reason. These types of investigations are kept secret. So anyway, Elon Musk is in trouble for checking on a potential illegal alien. You're not even allowed to check, I guess, or risk investigation by the DOJ. This story just seems bizarre. I guess you have to hire illegal aliens, according to the Biden DOJ. I don't know. It's just all crazy. Everything's going nuts. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
KO4FE, KAAJOY. Well, I like your ending comment. Everything is going nuts. I live in a world I completely don't understand. So thank you, Bill. That's a good way to end your comment. Let me go to Fishkill, New York. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KAAJOY. Up to you, Frank.
Yeah, okay. That's the GIR here. Thank you, and hello, and good evening, everybody else. Let's see. The only other thing I had, I was talking about the vaccine for the, experimental biological agent. The other thing, one of the things that Dr. pointed out that I was talking about the Dr. Simone Gold, M-O-S-E Gold, and she's part of the American Frontline Doctors, and it's an organization of doctors that are trying to keep the truth on about the vaccine stuff and bring it all out into the open. So I'm going to look to your website again, and that's Alpha Fox Lima Delta Sierra AMLDS.com. The other thing that she has a petition, it's already got 456, almost 457,000 signatures, and what they want to do is stop the medical discrimination. The petition is stop forced experimental vaccines. So what the deal is that they want to, there are some places that are going to, so you want to feel what you're getting to vaccinated. And so they're trying to cop against that. So there's this website called StopMedicalDiscrimination.org. StopMedicalDiscrimination.org. And it's a place to sign the petition. And this is sponsored by the American Frontline Doctors. So it looks, I mean, I'm going to sign it. What they were talking about is like some airlines. You say, well, if you didn't get a vaccine, you can't go on the airline. So, I'm not going to get a vaccine. That's true. So, and they're also talking about, by the way, in Africa, in a lot of parts of Africa, they have this hydrochloroquine
They are very common. They're over the counter in those cookies. You don't need to get a prescription to get those pills. Most people carry them in their pockets and they call them Sunday to Sunday medicine because they use them like Tylenol and it's
over-the-counter medicine. Very reasonable. And you could fall over dead with these medicines, with a vaccine. With a vaccine, there's a good 30% chance because of the different, the way it's put together and the different type of vaccine that it is compared to the vaccines they usually come out with. So, I think it's good to sign this, talking about the website regarding health, so that they can say you have to have the vaccine or you can't fly on a jet or an airplane or you can't stay in your job or you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't go in certain buildings and all that stuff, you know. We need to start signing anything we can to stop all this discrimination against health, and because they are going to push it. These Democrats are going to push it. They have to wear 2 or 3 masks before it's over with. Can't meet with so many people. All this kind of bull crap that they're putting on. The USA, you don't need to be having all this stuff that's passed that you have to do, stay in your house. The more that they pass, the more that they're going to pass and make you a subject instead of a citizen. So just remember all that. USA Today, Virginia, the state of Virginia, is moving a step closer to ending capital punishment on Friday when the state house joined the Senate in voting to abolish the death penalty. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam supports the legislation, which would make Virginia the 23rd state to stop execution. It's a dramatic shift for Virginia, which has put more people to death over a century-long history than any other state. Today, our Commonwealth took a historic step in making our criminal justice system more just. I mean, they're taking away all incentives to not commit crimes. If you know that you're not going to, if the death penalty is off, then you know that you're going to be living no matter what happens. So, not a good thing, not a good thing. Speaker Eileen Feller Corn said in a statement, the repeal of capital punishment in Virginia takes our Commonwealth out of the business of determining life and death and ends a practice that a majority of Virginians oppose. The bill passed a 57-41 vote, which follows a heated debate in the chamber a day earlier. The vote fell mostly on party lines. The 3 Republicans joined with all Democrats, the 1 is voting for passage. 2 lawmakers from each party did not vote. So you can see most of these are Democrats. You see a couple of Republicans crossing over and voting with the Democrats. So they don't believe in capital punishment. The Democrats do not believe in the rule of law, in capital punishment, in the right to punish people for killing others, you might as well say. Okay, moving on. Top diplomats of U.S., U.K., France, Germany hold virtual talks. The top diplomats of Britain, France, Germany, and the United States met Friday as European allies welcome America's return to center stage in world affairs under President Joe Biden. Britain's foreign office sent the foreign ministers of the 3 European nations and the U.S. Secretary of State were holding virtual talks on topics that included Iran, China, Myanmar, climate change, and the coronavirus pandemic. The 4 nations' top foreign affairs officials have not met as a group since April of 2018. So, let's see. ICC cleared way for war crimes investigations of Israeli actions.
This is the International Criminal Court. Very liberal. Said Friday that its jurisdiction extends territories occupied by Israel in the 1967 Mideast War, appearing to clear the way for its chief prosecutor to open a war crimes probe into Israeli military actions. The ICC chief prosecutor, Fatula Ben Sodia, said in 2019 that there was a reasonable basis to probe Israeli military actions in the Gaza Strip and settlements in the occupied West Bank. She asked the court to determine whether she has a territorial jurisdiction before proceeding. Now here they are, and they're going all the way back to the 1967 Mideast War, where these other countries attacked Israel from the Golan Heights and the areas, some of the areas that Israel kept. And they're trying to, muddy the waters in that situation there. So a very liberal organization, the International Criminal Court. So keep an eye on that. Let's see if we got something else real quick here, and we'll shoot it on back to you here. Canada designates Proud Boys as terrorist entity, citing Capitol riot. The Canadian government designated the Proud Boys group as a terrorist entity Wednesday, noting it plays a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. The group has faced increased scrutiny after seizing on the former Trump administration's policies and was a major agitator during earlier protests in the Capitol riot. Canada is the first country to designate it as a terrorist entity. The designation means the group may have assets seized and face harsher terrorism-related criminal penalties. Now, before too long, it's already right now, if you're white and you're a conservative and you go to church, then you're going to be a terrorist, and you're going to be looked at as a probable suspect, you know, in any kind of action and all kinds of terrorist type activities. So just keep an eye out. These people are crazy. These Canadians, they've got a liberal leader up there, and we do too here in America now. So keep your eyes open there. Don't forget your guns and ammo. So back to you there, Bob from N4ROQ. Back to me.
Thank you, Larry. Or as Mo would say, keep your powder dry. N4ROQ, KHOI. Thank you. Let me take it to Richard in Paris, Ohio. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha, Yankee Charlie. Mr. Richard, it's back to you. Over.
Okay, WD80YC, no, I got nothing new, nothing else to say. Missed a few here lately, and I'm really trying to get in here and get every Wednesday and Saturday. So anyway, God bless all of you, and I hope to see you on Wednesday, WD8AYC.
All righty, well, thank you for joining us. After I get to the bottom of the list, we'll make one more quick round. So stick around if you'd like. We'd like to hear from you one more time. So WD8AYCKHOI. And last on my list is David in Pennsylvania. Kilo Alpha 3, Delta Papa Victor.
November 8, Zulu Charlie.
November 8, Zulu Charlie.
If you can, put me on the list. Thank you very much.
All righty. Well, let me see if Mr. David's with us. Kilo Alpha 3, Delta Papa Victor.
This is Kilo Alpha 3, Delta Papa Victor, KA8JOI. I'm going to kind of listen out. Thank you for taking my call, and hopefully check back in one of these days. You guys take care. Stay safe.
All righty. Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you participating. With that being said, I'll clear with KA3DPV, and I'll go right to Carrie. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Mr. Carrie, what do you have to say for yourself? Over.
Well, what I have to say for myself is one thing, but I just wanted to jump in and say hi to you and everybody here on the net. I've been listening or trying to listen for a while, and actually last Wednesday, too, the band has been just horrible for me trying to listen to the net. But lo and behold, Bob, you've come up. I can hear you. And so I just wanted to jump in and say hi. That's about it. From the sounds of it, everybody's pretty much got it covered, so I don't really have much constructive to add other than saying, God bless this country. We need it. Back to you, Bob. This is N8ZC.
All righty, Carrie. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. N8ZC, KAJOY. Well, somebody just put their call on my board, so I'm going to see if he's listening. November 8th, Bravo Charlie Foxtrot. Are you in the transmitting mode? Over. We're going to go through the list one more time, so if you're, you got the time, ride along with us. So appreciate it. NHBCF, KHOI. I want to throw out a good evening to Fred, SWL. He's shortwave listening. He just jumped in there to say he's monitoring. So good evening, Fred. Thank you for joining us. Over. Well, I guess you can't answer me, so there's no sense in staying over. Let me go back to the top of the list. Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX and a C, KAHJO and a Y.
Okay, well, good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen, on the 73 rounds here on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray and Charlie. Hey, Bob, I finally found the article that I was looking for in reference to what I was trying to say earlier. Well, anyway, it's on, what dang website is this on now? Oh, yeah, Trending Politics, and this is from Jonathan Davis, and this is a day ago, so I just wanted to bring this up just because I thought it was important. You know, I've been complaining about people needing to do petitions and so forth. Well, here it is. California are this close to triggering a special recall election. This is what I've been trying to imply to people all over the place, you know, with what needs to be done here in this country. It's not like California is in danger of becoming a red state anytime soon, but there is a real possibility its current lunatic governor could be unemployed sooner than later in an effort to recall. Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat, has been underway for some time, but recently, this past week, it has been really picked up steam thanks to, in no small part, to the arrogance of the governor himself. Once The Daily Wire explains on Thursday, a California state legislator reported that the recall petition targeting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, who has implemented strict lockdowns across the state since the corona pandemic began, he was getting close to success, which would prompt a recall election with 4 to 6 months. California State Assembly GOP member Gavin Kiley, who represents the 6th District, with the which includes areas of Sacramento, California Capitol, tweeted, "And just like that, we're at 1.4 million signatures." That's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Bob. People need to sign these petitions and make it clear that these petitions will work. There have been 5 previous attempts to recall Newsom from later terms, but none of them have came to a close as this came as close as this one. The current petition has until March 17th to collect the 1.495709 signatures. Okay, so they're very close, 5,000 signatures away from getting this guy thrown out. Needed to recall the election. Anyway, the recall support says Newsom mishandled and the state response and the corona pandemic did not do enough to address the state's homeless rate and supported sanctuary cities and the police rioting and water rationing. So they got a lot of charges on this guy, and that's what is taking its toll. I won't go into the rest of the article, but everybody gets the gist of it. We can recall these people that we have elected, and that's what we need to start doing. So, hey, I'm all for it, and I'm going to start our own right here in the great state of Pennsylvania. If nobody follows, then nothing gets done. That's the way I see it. Hey, thanks, Bob, for running the net tonight. It's great to hear everybody in there as well. 73 is the all, and this is great Saturday Night Liberty Net, and I'm KG4ZXC, back to Mr. Bob, and thanks for running the net. K-A-8-J-O-Y. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for joining the net tonight with us, the great real Liberty Net, KG4ZXC. And Mr. Fred, that's monitoring, typed to me, "The Constitution is not for the government to restrain the people, but for the people to restrain the government." Thank you, Fred. I'm pleased that you wrote that to me, and I got to say that on the air. Let me go back to Mr. James, KN4ZES in Tennessee. He's monitoring. James, thanks for joining us tonight. I see you're still with us and appreciate you sitting there. If you have a comment, just type it to me and I'll express it. Next, Mr. Ritchie. Let's see if he got done with dinner. KB2DMD, KHAY. Have any final thoughts? Over. Nothing heard from Mr. Ritchie, and Mr. Fred says, keep up the great stuff. All righty. Well, thank you, James. I appreciate it. Next on my list is Miss Laura. Hey, hot stuff. November 2, Julia Tango Tango Foxtrot. I'm glad you guys are monitoring. Hi to Mr. Marty and to the kitty. Next is Mr. Bill, KO4FE, the 73 round. What do you have to sum up tonight, Bill? KO4FE, KHAY. Nothing heard. How about Mr. Frank in Fishkill? Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KHAY.
Yeah, this is WCURO, Frank and Fishkill. Well, hey, I'm done for tonight. I'm going to wish everybody lots of blessings, and thank you all for being here, bringing some news. Sure, and, you know, to top it off, I do have some good news. Hey, it's actually great
good news that God loves us and God wants to bless us. So keep your eyes open and keep ready to receive. God does love us and wants to bless us.
All righty, Frank, and we also have to say thank you, God, for just staying with us. We have not been a very good country sometimes, especially with abortions and all the things that we do wrong. So we can only thank him for his mercy. All righty, let me take it to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, your final thoughts.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob. I do appreciate it getting on. I don't believe in taking them shots. When I got drafted, I had to take the first round of shots the Army gave you. But when it came to the second round of shots, there was a rope dividing the line going in and the line coming out. And me and a friend that I had that I'd met in training, I asked him if he was going to take them shots, and we both stepped over the rope and walked out, and I figure that's one reason I'm still here. I don't take the shots. They called me the other day and wanted to know if I was going to take this Corona shot, and I told them no. And so I got that over with. And as far as wearing a mask, I only wore a mask twice, and they kept telling me I had to pull it up because the dang thing stunk, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, well, that's about all I got to say. If you're feeling good and you're healthy, my advice is don't take it. There's two fellas in Nebraska that was in their 70s, and they went in. They was healthy, as far as I hear, and they went in and got them shots, and both of them died 10 days later. So I guess if you feel like you need it, well, that's up to you, but otherwise, I would say do without it, because all it is a tapped out thing that they did to destroy Trump to get reelected, and between that and the voting. KD0RSA, back to Bob, over.
Thank you, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, and God bless you. I hope you stay healthy. I am not going to take the shot. Something is going to take my life and aim me back to Jesus, but I am not going to let it be that shot. So I appreciate your input. Have a good week. I'll look for you on the radio in the future, if not next Wednesday. Now I'm going to go to Mr. Larry in Knoxville, Tennessee. Mr. Larry, November 4, Romeo Oscar, Quebec, KAHJOI. What do you have to say for the night?
Okay, thank you, Bob. All right. Mo, you're coming in good.
I hear you good out here. And it's always enjoy hearing the net. Okay, here's an article on USA Today regarding the border wall. I'm real interested, you know, on all the Biden's turning back all these different rules and regulations and different things to Trump. Had even stopping building the border wall. He stopped it. And here's an article. It says the Supreme Court agreed Wednesday to hold off on hearing a pair of highly charged immigration cases left over from Donald Trump's tenure as president. Acting Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar, that's spelled Prelogar, asked the High Court to cancel oral arguments scheduled in coming weeks in cases about asylum policy and funding for Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. But, you know, this is not just Trump's wall. This is a wall for the United States of America to keep out infiltrators, drugs,
Even some Iranians the other day, I remember seeing maybe up to 9 to 10 that they caught coming across from Iran. Iranians coming in along the border wall. So this is just to keep our nation from being infiltrated with the Mexicans and all these other people, with the drugs and everything else that could be coming in. And, you know, he's trying to help our country out. And these liberal Democrats want to tear down everything that President Trump wanted to do to help our nation. But moving on with the article, it says that President Joe Biden signed orders rolling back policies. Trump declared a national emergency in 2019, which allowed him to redirect billions of dollars in military funding to use on the wall. The Supreme Court has twice allowed the wall project to continue despite lower court rulings that the administration lacks authority. In October, the court agreed to decide the fate of another Trump administration policy that forces migrants seeking asylum to remain in Mexico. Now, this is a policy that really helped us out, because if they would have been allowed to remain in the United States, and then we would have never seen them again until they committed crimes and maybe killed someone before they were sent back to Mexico, because they would never show up for their asylum meetings with the judges. In October, the court agreed to decide the fate of another Trump administration policy on refugees and forces migrants seeking asylum to remain in Mexico while their applications are pending. Now, it can be up to a year, or it can be several years before they can even be able to see them. There's so many coming across. Biden's administration moved in its first days to halt the controversial Remain in Mexico program for asylum seekers, so they do not have to stay in Mexico anymore, according to Biden. They'll probably be caught and released in the U.S., and at that point, they do not have to stay there. So they will be moving all across the nation, all across the U.S. again. So you've got the liberal socialist Democrats
right, and the irony is, if we didn't have to deal with all this bullcrap, how do you make those policies that, you know, they cost millions and millions of dollars to fire these lawsuits? And these liberal Democrats, like, you know, they're putting up the money to keep these organizations going. The campaign against according to Romero. The ACLU National Office in Louisville received about
sum up the night, over.
Just, if you're listening to a snapshot of cherry picking, just kind of fat shit and not shit. You know what I mean?
handed it back to me, David. So thank you, 73, and appreciate you being with me. Let me go to Michigan, the great state of Michigan. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Harry, what do you have for the last comment? Over.
We have a friend here who's just really getting mouthy. Bob, good job on that. And like here and all the idiots. So,
Liberty Net. I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is. as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening, and 73 Liberty Netters that are absent, Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, 2IRJ, and 7-11 Laura, M2JTTF. So thank you. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Please, dear Lord, stay with us. And everybody needs to be on their knees and ask for the Lord to help this country, because we are in dire need of it. Thank you, everybody. See you again on the next one. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Julio Yankee.
You're famous.